stood back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome into Friday, TGIF 7/11/2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Text line is open as usual. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation and no long stories or videos during the show. Please send those to me after the show. Greatly appreciate that. Well, it's kind of interesting, the dynamic that is happening right now between the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, the Senate Democrats, and the House Republicans. The governor hiring a PR firm to promote her road funding plan. Not going to have a chance of going anywhere in the House. Kind of a tit for tat, back and forth, kind of interesting. One of the things I think that we are going to be seeing is definitely going to be the possibility of a government shutdown on October 1st. I think the sooner Lansing comes to that reality, the sooner they're going to be able to possibly consider adopting the Michigan Republican-controlled House $20 billion contingency plan. Some call it the don't shut down the government continuing resolution, whatever you want to call it, as a temporary extension of the current budget to keep the government open at the stroke of midnight on September 30th, when they get back after Labor Day. One of the things that is pretty interesting, raising taxes to fix the roads. It's what the governor wants to do. That's what the state Senate, Democrat-controlled Senate, wants to do. The House is saying, no, we're not going to raise taxes to fix the roads. We have to divert money that currently is being spent in the budget to do it. Republicans want to basically get rid of all this economic development funds, departments, agencies, bureaucratic things happening in Lansing to fix the roads. One of those is under investigation. And it has to do with the governor and one of her known associates, Faye Baydoun, who got $20 million grant from the MEDC while sitting on their board and basically never created the jobs, the company that she was given the $20 million for. if we dive into where that $20 million went, I think we're going to find out, we're going to see that it was money laundering. That they basically gave the money to Democrats for their political campaigns. Also, political favors, kickbacks to the governor and her friends. Well, this has been now sent all the way to the Department of Justice, Pam Bondi's office in Washington, D.C., by the current Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, who, by the way, is running for governor next year. Very interesting developments yesterday afternoon and last night. We'll get into all of it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. All this living on the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the things that I think is pretty interesting is this dynamic that's going on between the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, Republican, as well as the governor's office, Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Democrats, led by Majority Floor Leader, I should say Senate Leader, Winnie Brinks. According to MERS News Service story yesterday afternoon, Matt Hall put out a statement about the governor's attempt through the Democrat Governors Association to do a PR blitz campaign, telling people to call their state senators to get them to support the governor's road funding plan. We talked about it yesterday, about a story that MERS News Service put out, completely outlining the amount of money the America Works USA PAC was going to be doing to get this PR blitz out there to the general public. America Works USA, an organization affiliated with the Democratic Governors Association, is running a social media ad campaign calling on viewers to tell their state senators to support the MI Road Ahead plan. The website in the social media ad leads to an Action Network site, which sponsors a letter campaign that allows individuals to put in their information, name, address, phone number, email address, and by a click of a button, send an email to their elected officials based on their address, asking them to get on board with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's My Road Ahead plan, which she put out back on February 10th of this year. We talked about it leading into the State of the State address, the governor's plan. The social media ad says, call your senator and ask them to get the job done, quote, end quote. It says that the failure to act will mean that thousands of jobs will be lost, skyrocketing vehicle repair costs, and higher expenses for infrastructure repairs down the road. Now, it's kind of interesting because this group, back in 2023, spent over $1 million with Change Media Group based in Detroit. This is for media buys and production, according to the IRS 990 form that was filed in early 2024. Well, the same Change Media Group designed and developed Governor Whitmer's 2022 re-election campaign website. It touts that they had delivered 57 impressions per person, meaning each person received 57 impressions to more than 2.7 million Michiganders to support Governor Gretchen Whitmer's reelection in 2022. Actually, those are pretty good numbers. Swing voters, perhaps independents, 2.7 of them, 2.7 million, yeah, probably. Each person got 57 impressions to support Whitmer. Well, in total, the report said that they spent over $4 million on media buys and production, as well as $8 million in political-related campaign activity. Well, it's kind of interesting because now they're pushing us, the people of Michigan, to call your senators to tell them to get on board with this plan. Why the senators? Because if the senators work in lockstep with the governor's office, that's going to put a lot of pressure on Matt Hall, the speaker, and his Republican majority in the House. Well, nobody, according to this MERS News Service story, neither the Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, the Speaker Matt Hall, nor the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat from Grand Rapids, responded to MERS News Service for comment. Senator Veronica Klinefeld, Democrat of East Point, chair of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation, said she's been out of town recently and doesn't know where the road funding negotiations are at right now, since there's been discussion at the highest leadership level. She wasn't open to those conversations. Weinfeld said she knows the road plan is important to the governor and the senators, and we would like to pass a road plan. But there's also the fact that we need to protect social services that we worked so hard to achieve. Feinfeld said whether it's the Democratic Governors Association or another organization getting involved, she doesn't concern herself with it. This will all play out in the legislature. But right now, we are 9 days past the self-imposed July 1st budget deadline for the school appropriations budget. And the last action that the House Republicans' road funding plan was talked about was April the 16th, when we received testimony about it in our Senate Appropriations Committee. Well, they have a package of bills. Starts out with House Bill 4180, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, and House Bill 4230. Anthony, the main chair of appropriations in the Senate, said she doesn't know how much money is going to be left if the House GOP gets what they want based on their road funding plan. If that's the case, God only knows how much money we're going to have left over for the general fund budget. Now, the screenshot that was kind of interesting is a video that is sent via social media. MIroadfunding.org. They've got a stretch of a bridge that stretches through a forest in the fall. Beautiful leaves, colored leaves in this photograph. Tell your state senator to support the My Road Ahead plan. And the My Road Ahead is on the bridge itself, in bold white letters, so it really stands out. MI Road Ahead Plan. The website is myformichiganroadfunding.org. Call your senator and ask them to get the job done, paid for by America Works USA. The screenshot next to it of a photo shows construction merge arrows, orange barrels, bump ahead, cars having to merge into a single lane. Even with record road construction from state Democrats, Michigan drivers continue to face a bumpy ride. It's time to invest in local roads with comprehensive funding. Failure to act means, bullet point, thousands of jobs lost, next bullet point, skyrocketing vehicle repair costs, next bullet point, and even higher expenses for infrastructure repairs down the line. Call your senator and ask them to get the job done on road funding fix on a road funding fix today. Well, in response to this ad campaign, and I think probably this MERS news service story, bringing it to Matt Hall's attention, his press statement yesterday was really short and to the point. House Republicans will not support increased taxes to fix the roads. Period. So what you have here, folks, basically, you have House Republicans saying that they will not pass tax increases to fix the roads. The governor wanting higher taxes from large corporations. Again, she doesn't understand corporations don't pay taxes. Consumers do. Any consumer of any product, good, or service that a large, quote-unquote, corporation provides, their corporate taxes are paid for by the end user, the consumer of their goods, products, and or services. They pass it along. It's a pass-through expense, operating expense. They do not pay taxes. So what the governor wants is basically us, the consumers, to pay more in taxes via higher prices when we purchase, consume these goods, products, and services. It's that simple. What part of this do the Democrats and this governor not understand? Well, the House Republicans are against it. They said basically no. You're going to eliminate the MEDC. You're going to eliminate the Michigan Strategic Fund. You're going to eliminate all these SOAR funds that you have allocated and spent hundreds of billions of dollars on over the last God only knows how many years. We're going to put a stop to it. We're not going to continue to do this stuff that's not required by our state constitution. Roads, prisons, and schools. That's it. That's all that's in the state constitution that Lansing needs to constitutionally mandated must provide funding for. Not $37.6 billion to the Department of Health and Human Services, where we're spending almost a quarter of $1 billion a year, $240 million every year for GLP-1 obesity shot injections. Medicaid, $20 million a month for fat shots. And it's growing. It's getting bigger every single month. Ozempic, Wegovy, all these type of injections to get you to lose 10, 20, 30 pounds, paid for by Medicaid. This insanity's got to stop. And that's what the House Republicans are saying. No new taxes for the roads. Sorry, guys, it's not going to happen. Question is, will road funding be the main topic reason why they don't pass a budget at the end of September? We'll continue to follow it. Bomb the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.